Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. In 1851, Sarah Hannah Shepherd, a slave, gave birth to a baby girl on a Tennessee plantation. Facing the devastating news that she would be sold and separated from her husband, a freedman, and her baby, she felt trapped in despair. In her darkest moment, Sarah made a desperate plan. With her infant daughter Ella in her arms, she headed for the Cumberland River, prepared to end both of their lives. But on her way, an elderly woman named Mammy Vinnie intervened. She urged Sarah to reconsider, saying, "The Lord has need of this child." Mammy Vinnie's words were a powerful reminder to trust in God's providence, even in the face of overwhelming hardship. Sarah heeded the wise woman's counsel and spared her daughter's life. Though she was sold and sent to Mississippi, she negotiated her daughter's freedom by selling Ella to her husband for $350. Imagine. While Sarah endured the suffering of enslavement, her daughter Ella grew up free. Ella's life flourished. She became a music teacher at Fisk University in Nashville, a school founded to educate African Americans after the Civil War. Despite the institution's financial struggles, Ella's musical talent would become a beacon of hope. When the school treasurer overheard students singing what were then considered plantation songs, he saw potential. Those songs were a testament to the resilience and the faith of those who had endured slavery. Moved by the spiritual depth in their voices, he encouraged Ella to arrange these songs for public performances. She did. This led to the formation of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, a group that traveled far and wide, raising much-needed funds for the school. As they performed, they introduced the world to a new genre, African-American spirituals. Among the songs Ella arranged was "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," a spiritual that resonated with both the longing for physical freedom through the Underground Railroad and the hope for ultimate freedom in Christ. Ella's perseverance did not end there. She eventually found her mother in Mississippi and brought her to live with her in Nashville. Together, they witnessed the fruits of their endurance and their faith. Though Wallace Willis, a former slave from Oklahoma, later claimed to have written "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," it was Ella's role that brought this song and the spiritual tradition it represented to the world, and that remains undisputed. The song, rooted in biblical imagery from passages like Ezekiel 1 or Habakkuk 3, reflects the faith that carries God's people through their darkest moments. It's a song of hope, of endurance, and of flourishing. Just as Sarah and Ella's story is one of flourishing despite horrific adversity. In fact, I don't think we flourish in spite of adversity. We grow and flourish in part because of it. Today, you're going to recite all of Psalm 92 as you walk. You may not have it perfected yet, and that's okay. Hopefully, this is only the beginning of using these words to live in the truth that you were made to flourish. Enjoy your hard work as you walk today. As we've studied Psalm 92, we've heard four powerful characteristics of a flourishing woman. I hope you'll remember them, and I hope you'll live them out. A flourishing woman sings praises in every circumstance. A flourishing woman remembers God's works. A flourishing woman embraces the community and the rest of God. And a flourishing woman plants herself in the presence of God. What a joy to walk with you. Thank you for taking the Holy Girl Walk Season 2 with me. Keep walking, friend.